What are some business development new ideas? I've got plenty of them for you on this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, I'm Dave Lorenzo, and here are five business development new ideas. And at the end of our time together, I'm going to share a big secret. I'm going to blow the lid off that secret for a great business development idea for you. Stay with me to the end of our show. It is going to be absolutely fantastic. You're going to love it. You don't want to miss out on the secret at the end of the show. Okay, let's dive right into the content. The first brand new business development idea is for you to start a podcast and interview your prospects. This will help you develop relationships with them in advance of any sales meeting or any business development meeting you have with them. Now you're thinking to yourself, oh, Dave, it's so complicated starting a podcast. I don't even know what to do. And then we got to call up and we got to get people on the phone and we got to interview them. Here's the thing. People are flattered when you want to interview them. They love to be interviewed. I do it all the time. You can interview CEOs of companies. You can interview influencers. You can interview the exact person you want to become your client. And you're demonstrating your external orientation by giving them maximum exposure in advance of asking them to work with you. So don't make it more complicated than it needs to be. How do you start a podcast? Here's what you need to do. You need to just Google podcast host, okay, podcast host, and all different types of companies will come up. I use a company called Transistor.fm, but there are dozens and dozens of other companies out there. There's a really popular one called Libsyn that is a podcast host. They will give you on their website a step-by-step guide to getting started. It is brain dead simple. You can even record your podcasts on your phone using simple software and then upload that software to Transistor.fm or to Libsyn and put in the settings and information and your podcast will be available on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever they're calling it now. It'll be available on Google Play. It'll be available on Spotify as long as you set it up correctly. If you don't have the technological wherewithal to set it up, for about $500, you can hire somebody to set it up for you. There are hundreds of freelancers out there that would love to help you get your podcast started. It is totally worth it because you can call up anyone on planet Earth and say, I host the XYZ show and I want you to come on as a guest to share your knowledge. I think you'd be a great guest and our audience would love to hear your point of view. I have a lot of questions I want to ask you. I can send them to you in advance if you'd like. People will be flattered. They'd love to come on the show and you'll develop a relationship with them and they will be thrilled to be your guest and you get the relationship off to a great start. So interviewing prospects is the first new business development idea I have for you. The second business development idea that I have for you that's brand new is video. Now I know it's not new because you're watching me on video right now, but it's new to you. And the thing that's new is there are many different platforms that you can share your videos on. My preference is YouTube because the demographics of my audience are such that they go to YouTube and search for the information that I share. But you can also share video on Instagram. You can share video on TikTok. You can share video on Twitter. You can share video on LinkedIn. You can share video on just about any platform. You can make private videos and send them to people on text messages or emails. No, I'm not talking about that kind of private video. Get your mind out of the gutter. I'm talking about private videos where you pitch something to someone or you entertain them by sharing a story or an anecdote. Video helps educate, captivate, and motivate. What does that mean? Video will help you teach people about what's going on in your industry. It will help you teach people what they need to know in order to hire someone who does what you do. It'll help you educate them on why they need to spend a little bit more money to get great quality. It will help you captivate them. You get to demonstrate your personality in the videos, you may hear my dogs chewing on a bone or snoring, and you'll see my reaction to that here in the studio, because why would I let the dogs in the studio? That didn't seem to make sense. I'm demonstrating my personality, and I'm trying to make a connection with you. I'm trying to captivate you, and you can do the same thing on video with your clients. You can also motivate them. You can fire them up. You can give them a great speech that will get them so excited to work with you. So video is a great business development idea that I want you to implement immediately. What's the third business development idea that I want you to implement? Well, it's a daily introduction. What does that mean? I want you to help two people get connected to one another and encourage them to do business with each other. Now, which two people? Well, that's up to you. Pick two people from your natural network, the people that you know, that you like, and you trust, and think about who they would like to do business with and connect them. That's all you got to do. Make this connection over Zoom, make this connection over the phone. What it does is it deepens the relationship with those two people. It demonstrates that you're thinking about them. Look, in the old days, we used to say, listen, Jim, I got this friend of mine, Joe, and he manufactures widgets. I know you're looking for someone to create widgets for your shop. I'd like to put the two of you together, and I'd like to take you to lunch to see if there's a fit so that you can work together. I'm doing this because I like both of you, and I trust both of you, and I think you'd be a good fit. Now, the old days, you'd have to take them to lunch, and it's really time-consuming, and it just kills your whole day. These days, Zoom is a perfectly acceptable alternative, or Microsoft Teams, or WebEx, or any of the webinar services out there, or Skype. Just say to Joe, I'd like to get on Zoom and spend a half hour introducing you to my friend Jack. I think you guys would really hit it off. I think you'd be a great partnership in working together. You have complementary businesses. Can you take 30 minutes and jump on a Zoom call with me sometime this week? Easy, very easy way to make that introduction. I want you to do one of these every single day. Now, why do I want you to do one every day? Because you're touching 10 people every week. That's 5 introductions and 2 people in each introduction. That's 10 people each week. It's amazing. And half of those people will end up doing business with you down the road. What's the fourth business development brand new idea I have for you? I want you to pitch yourself as an expert to the media. Look, it's really simple to do. In fact, you don't even have to do it yourself. You can have an assistant do it. I want you to create what's called a one sheet. All that is your biography, your bio, and 5 or 6 different things that you've done that are accomplishments in bullet point format. It has a picture of you on it. It has your name, your address, your phone number, and it has the, you know, capabilities that you have so that you can be a guest either on a radio show or on a TV show. If you have a professional broadcast quality camera in your office, say you have a professional broadcast quality camera on your one sheet. You create this one sheet, and then you have your assistant email the one sheet to radio producers and TV producers in your area. You have your assistant email the one sheet to editors at newspapers so that you can be quoted as an expert. You can appear on TV. You can appear on radio shows. And it's super simple to do. Now, you're thinking to yourself, well, Dave, if it's that easy, why isn't everybody doing it? Well, number one, everybody doesn't have a fantastic bio. So you got to have a good bio. Number two, most people don't want to do the work of finding out who the producers are at TV stations, who the producers are at radio stations, and who the editors are at newspapers. If you're willing to do that work, you deserve to get picked to be on these shows. How do you figure out who these producers are? It's very simple. You call up the radio station and you say, who's the producer of the Jane Smith show? The reason I'm calling is because I think I have someone who's a great guest and I'd like to send them their one sheet. That's it. That's all you got to do. Pitch yourself as an expert. Build your credibility. It will differentiate you from everyone else who does what you do. The fifth new business development idea is write a book. I know what you're thinking. Dave, books are hard. They take a lot of time. I don't have time to write a book, Dave. All right, here's what you're going to do. You're going to call your local college or university, and you're going to ask for the English department. You're going to speak to the person who's the head of the English department, and you're going to ask that person if they have any students or any teachers that do any ghostwriting for a nonfiction business book. When they tell you yes, you ask to interview these people. And when you select one, all you're going to do is you're going to sit down with them on Zoom 1 hour twice a week for 10 weeks, and you're going to dictate content. You're going to tell stories, and that person will help you by writing your book. After that, you're going to go on some of the freelance websites like Upwork, and then you're going to find someone on the freelance website who can be your project manager for a publishing project, and you're going to self-publish this book on Amazon. It's so easy. It'll cost you less than $3,000 to have the book published on Amazon. It'll be available for sale. It'll look just like every other book, and you are going to be a superstar. You're going to be different from everyone else who does what you do. Book publishing is easier than you think. It can all be managed by someone else. Now, I know what you're thinking. Hey, Dave, is that how you wrote your books? Well, no. I am an author by trade. I do consulting work also. I also do professional speaking. Those are the three things I do. I coach, I consult, I'm an author, and I'm a professional speaker. Part of being an author is that you write your own stuff. You're not an author. You're the CEO of your business, or you're a lawyer, or you're a CPA. It's perfectly acceptable for you to use a ghostwriter as long as they're your thoughts, your ideas. And the ghostwriter, if he or she gets paid, doesn't need any attribution on the book. That's all completely negotiable, and most of them don't want it, don't need it. All right, I promised you a big secret. We're going to get to that in just a moment. I want to give you a gift first. That gift is my revenue roadmap guide. What's a revenue roadmap guide? It's my sales system. It's my business development system. So you're watching this because you want some new business development ideas. Here's a great new idea for you. Download my revenue roadmap guide. It's free. Follow this system. You'll get more clients. It'll take you less time. You'll be able to get home on time for dinner every night. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com. RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. There you'll get instant access once you enter your name and email address and contact information. You'll get instant access to all of the resources in my Revenue Roadmap Guide. I want you to download it right now. It's absolutely free, and it's my gift to you. Okay, here's the big secret. Strategic alliance partnerships. This is the best new business development idea. What's a strategic alliance partnership? You and someone else are targeting the same clients. You're in different industries. You're in complementary industries, but you're targeting the same clients. What I want you to do is I want you to get together with this person, and I want you to do joint marketing. That's called a strategic alliance partnership. Do events together, write your book with them, interview them on your podcast. In fact, co-host the podcast, co-mingle your audiences, because their audience will trust you because they brought them in. Your clients will trust them because you brought them in. Strategic alliance partnerships are the big secret. It's the greatest new business development idea you've heard today. My name is Dave Lorenzo. If you want more great ideas just like this, there's another video right below me right now. I want you to click on it, watch it. It's a great business development video, and I'll see you there. Come on, click that video. Click that video right now. See you there.